Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. We've been had. We've been robbed. It's been stolen from us. If you only knew the power of the blood of Jesus, if you only knew how much power you have. Well, let me tell you something. The greatest revival to ever hit America and parts of the world, Azusa Street Revival, they knew the power behind the blood of Jesus, and you're about ready to know it. Do you want to? Well, Billy, I met you many years ago. I went to a Kenneth Hagin meeting, and I just happened to sit next to you. How many years ago was that?
It had to be 30 or 35, Sid. I was thinking about it.
Yeah, I think so. Now, here's the story on Billy. She was an editor for a decade for Dr. Kenneth Hagin Sr. And she was working on a book. I think it was called The Woman Question. She read the book and found out, a woman can be in ministry.
I knew I was called to preach from 3 years old, and I'd been brought up in a denomination that said women could not preach. And so then when I went to work for Brother Hagin, actually I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit through his ministry, and then came to work for him. My first book that I did was The Woman Question. And one day, I was sitting in this room and I was typing it, and a presence came into the room. I don't know if it was an angel or if it was Jesus, but it was a presence of the Lord, because I bent over my typewriter and I cried. And I said, oh, Lord, do you mean I can answer the call on my life and not get in trouble at the judgment seat of God? That's always been what I was afraid of. And then this voice says to me, this presence, really, yes, and one day you will leave here. But now, this is your Bible school. You don't know anything. And I'd been born again 20 years. I was 28 years old. But I didn't know enough. I needed to go to that Bible school and sit under Brother Hagin. And then when it came, 10 years later, the Lord talked to both Brother Hagin and to me about my going out into full-time ministry, and Brother Hagin ordained me.
Now, you were told of the increase of the supernatural against believers that was coming on planet Earth, and the importance of the blood of Jesus. Tell me about that.
Well, actually, I began to have visions. I was teaching a Sunday school class at the time, and I had visions of the fall. I had visions of how man was crowned with glory and how he fell from the glory. And when I had that vision and saw that one, I was so overcome. But the Lord revived me with the scripture ticker tape going into me, but the captain of your salvation is bringing many sons to glory. And then I saw we're going to be a glorious church without a spot or a wrinkle. And I knew about this great move of God that was coming right at the end. And I was looking for it. I expected it any day. And I saw something else. I saw things happening in the body of Christ. Of course, Satan trying to stop that move of glory. I saw brothers who'd preached the same message splitting. I saw inexplicable deaths. So I'm going to God, God, what's happening? I'm seeing this, I'm seeing that, I'm looking for the glory, I'm seeing this, I'm seeing that. And he said, you preach on end time things, do you not? When God talks to you and asks you questions, you're kind of in a corner. You almost want to say, well, what do you think? You know, I mean, like that. He said, what did I tell you would be happening in the end? And I knew where to look, Revelation chapter 12. And the devil has come down to you with great wrath because he sees his time is coming. That's fixed time. There's a time when he's going to be out of here, when Adam's lease is up. And then the Lord said to me, back up a verse. I backed up a verse. And they overcame him with the blood of the Lamb and with the word of their testimony and loved not their life to the death. Then came this insatiable need in me to find out about the blood of the Lamb. And I started reading. I read in Brother Hagin's book where he said, everything we have is on the basis of the blood of the covenant, the shed blood of Jesus.
There was a term, plead the blood.
That's right.
What does that mean?
Well, I didn't know for a while until I read in here in Brother Hagin's book and studied. And he said, the old timers knew secrets about the blood that we don't know. And he said, they would plead the blood. He said, that is scriptural. And he said, the way I say it is, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus. Well, I had to know what the old timers knew. And so I'm finding out about the blood of Jesus. I'm reading about the blood of Jesus. And those old timers around that, oh, that revival you talked about, Azusa, they heard this phrase, make much of the blood and the blood will make much of you. So they made much of the blood. The songs we have, songs came with that move of God. Songs come with moves of God. And the songs that came with that word were, there's power in the blood.
Huh.
What will wash away your sins? Nothing but the blood. And another one, under the blood, the precious blood, under the saving cleansing flood. My Savior keeps me this very day under the precious blood.
Would you say how out loud how you plead the blood of Jesus? Give me an example. What do you say?
Well, I'm going to have to move over into that realm of authority too, right now, because the blood has to do with authority, the authority of the believer.
Mm-hmm. I want you to plead the blood in combat against
all
the
right.
enemy.
All right, I'll do it right now. Here's what I do.
All right.
And first I pray the prayer in Ephesians, which tells me I'm seated up there. And then I say, oh, Father, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful to you for this seat you've given me here. And you told me to rule and reign over darkness. And you told me in Colossians that you've translated me out of the authority of darkness. So now, Father, for your glory, I'm going to turn to the darkness. I do this every morning, first thing. And I say, kingdom of darkness, you listen up. It is written that I've been translated out of your authority. It is written that I'm seated in the at the right hand of the Father, the seat of power of all creation. It is written that I'm to rule and reign over you, and here's how I'm ruling and reigning over you right now. I plead the blood of Jesus between you and me. I plead the blood of Jesus over my spirit, soul, and body. I plead the blood of Jesus over my four children. I name them. Their mates. I name them. I plead the blood of Jesus over my 10 grandchildren. Their mates. I plead the blood of Jesus over my 3 great-grandchildren, 2 unborn. Don't you touch them today. They're off limits to you. I'm ruling and reigning over you. I'm ruling and reigning over all the good works that God has ordained that I should walk in, Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and the church in Collinsville, and everything, I name it. You're not striking Branson, Missouri, where I live. You're not having any terrorist activity come to pass today here. You're not doing it in Oklahoma and Collinsville. You're not doing it, and I name all the places he's not doing it. You're not touching my partners. You're not touching our monies. And I rule and reign over him. Each day in the morning. And then when I go to bed at night, I cry out for the blood of Jesus to be upon me.
You know what? I want to find out how a lifetime of praying this type of prayer has affected her, her children, and her grandchildren. Would you like to find that out when we come back?
If you love watching our It's Supernatural! TV program, you can now watch hundreds of archive programs online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on your computer, your smartphone, your iPad, or your favorite tablet. In addition to archive programs, you'll be able to also watch special ministry and mentoring sessions taped at our It's Supernatural Media and Mentoring Center in Charlotte, North Carolina, with the best teachers in the various gifts of the Holy Spirit. You will also be able to enter into the presence of God through anointed worship and special soaking prayer sessions. Just log on to sidroth.org/ISN.
ISN will be the vehicle to equip you to being normal, normal as defined by the Bible. You will be taught and receive impartation to walk in the supernatural of God like never before.
That's sidroth.org/ISN.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Yeah, Billy, you talk about drawing a bloodline. Mm-hmm. This, again, is what they used to teach at the mm-hmm. Great Azusa Street mm-hmm. Revival. What does that mean, and how do you do it?
Well, this story was told to me by Don Gossett. Maybe you knew him. And he knew of a Brother Stevenson who had gone up into Canada and was doing, this was years ago, and was doing some meetings, and they were really hitting the devil hard. So the devil started telling to Brother Stevenson, "I'm going to kill your children while you're away." And Brother Stevenson said, "Oh, no, you're not." He left his children in the care of their grandparents. And the devil said to him, "You saw foxes on your land before you left. I have placed rabies on them, and they're going to kill your children." Hmm. So Brother Stevens and his wife and the pastors there, they grabbed hands, and they drew a bloodline around his property. A few days, weeks later, he got a letter. It was before, you know, when we had cell phones and when we would even didn't make long-distance calls that much. He got a letter from his brother, and his brother said, "I was out walking your property line, and I found 5 dead foxes. I sent them off, and they were rabied." So they drew a bloodline, and the foxes didn't cross it because the enemy had told him, "I put the rabies on it."
But if the bloodline hadn't been there, those foxes with rabies would have gone in. That bloodline sounds pretty good to me.
Oh, I'm telling you, that bloodline. The biblical basis for this is the Passover. The Bible says the destroyer came. And it says in Hebrews that Moses sprinkled with the blood lest the destroyer come against them. So it's the destroying death angel that came to Pharaoh and killed the firstborn. But what did they do? He told them, "You slay a lamb. You put the blood as a token." Tokens are to be seen. "As a token on the lintel and the blood and the post. And then this death angel will pass over the blood. It can't come into you. That's a bloodline." Now, what did you have to do? You had to believe that that blood line was there on the doorpost, but you couldn't just believe it and go out anywhere you wanted to go. You had to get behind that bloodline. You had to take you and your family behind that bloodline. So that's what I do with me and my family. I take us behind the bloodline. So we apply the blood by pleading the blood as a token to be seen. And I can guarantee you that the enemy knows me. He said, "Jesus I know and Paul I know. But who are you?" he said to the 7 sons of Sceva. "But he knows me. He would mark me." I'm telling you right now. He doesn't like teaching authority of the believer.
Okay, here's what I'd like to know. You have understood this. You have pleaded the blood. You have spoken. You've made much of the blood.
Yes, I have.
How many children and grandchildren do you have?
I have 4 children. I have 10 grandchildren. 3 great-grandchildren, 2 on the way, and all of my children are in the ministry. And 8 of 10 grandchildren are in the ministry.
I'll tell you what. I believe because you knew how to plead the blood, because you knew how to put the bloodline on, because you knew how to pray from that seat of authority at the right hand of God the Father, God has so... You are one wealthy woman, with money, but with family. There is nothing wealthier. Don't go away.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Billy Brim's powerful book, The Blood and the Glory, and her anointed three-part audio CD teaching set and mini book, The Authority of the Believer and How to Use It. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9399. In Billy Brim's powerful book, The Blood and the Glory, she shares that Satan has systematically tried to rob from the church the truth concerning the blood of Jesus and its potent power as a primary weapon against Satan. She discovered that the old-time Azusa Street believers who moved in signs, wonders, and miracles understood the power of the blood. Through her book, you will understand that as a believer, you are marked by a covering that no evil force can remove, the blood of Jesus. You will learn how to apply the blood of Jesus to every situation you're facing. Draw a bloodline around your property, possessions, and family so you can put the enemy to rest. Maintain victory in every area of your life through the blood of Jesus every moment of the day.
Everything we have is based on the blood, the shed blood of Jesus Christ, our covenant, our protection. The old timers used to plead the blood. They knew things about the blood we don't know.
Plus, you will receive Billy Brim's anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, The Authority of the Believer and How to Use It. Through this practical and simple teaching, Billy will help equip you to resist the enemy and understand your authority as a believer to operate with the supernatural power of heavenly realms in and through Jesus the Messiah. You will also receive Billy's mini book, which is a practical how-to manual for doing ministry with authority on earth. Inside these pages, Billy teaches you the greatest prayers to declare to cause you to walk in the authority of the believer every day. She even includes personalized prayer, which you can pray over yourself and others.
I know what a difference it's going to make on you and your future.
Don't miss out on getting Billy Brim's powerful book, The Blood and the Glory, and her anointed three-part audio CD teaching set and mini book, The Authority of the Believer and How to Use It. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9399. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9399 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
People today are so fearful. They're fearful of the political arena. They're fearful of terrorism. They're fearful of disease. They're fearful of the economy. And not only are they fearful, many are so beat up. Why, Billy?
Well, of course, we have an enemy. He's God's enemy. He hates God, he hates mankind, and he especially hates believers. And he is called in the Bible a terrorist. And the terrorism that is going around right now is frightening people, scaring people. But you do not have to be afraid. God just really got on to the children of Israel about being fearful, and he said, you've forgotten me, and here you have made alliances with these others. The reason that fear was so wrong for the children of Israel was that it showed forgetfulness of God. Whatever you are afraid of, that's bigger to you than God in that instance. Let's say you're afraid of heights. Well, I love the Lord, I trust Him in everything, but I'm afraid of heights. Well, then heights somehow are bigger than God. So you don't have to be...
So this is idolatry in a sense.
Yes, it is. And you don't forget God. You don't say, well, you know, I have to depend on myself to make sure that I've got enough money, that I've got enough food, that I've got enough this and that. You cannot forget God. Now, you cannot forget God and magnify. Whatever you magnify is going to be magnified.
You know, I'm in favor of doctors, but I think most Christians forget God when they get sick.
They do. They forget God.
They just go naturally. It's like automatic pilot. I'm going to a doctor. And don't misunderstand me. I'm
sure,
for doctors.
Sure.
A lot of people be dead without doctors. But where's God in the equation? It's so important for believers not to forget their most powerful weapon.
Yes.
Of pleading the blood.
Yes.
I would like you to pray the blood of Jesus is over every family, over every home, over every community of those that are watching right now. And you know, there's another thought, because you brought it up, and that is, most Christians think their enemy is flesh and blood. I want you to comment on that.
Well, what does it say?
It's not their husband or their wife or their children or the boss.
What does the Bible say? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, might, and dominion. Well, that's in the sixth chapter of Ephesians, but you're seated far above them. So, when a situation behind it is Satan, and Brother Hagin used this example. He said, a pastor in a church, he was pastoring a church, and this trouble comes. Deacon Brown over here, he stirred up trouble all around. But Brother Hagin senses that's not just Deacon Brown. Something's behind it. So at a time back in his parsonage, he meditates on the name of Jesus. He meditates in Philippians on the power in that name. And then when he senses the anointing from his living room, he says, Satan, in the name of Jesus, you evil spirits that are working down through Deacon Brown, I bind you. Heaven binds you. You will act through him no more. Cease and desist in your maneuvers against this church through Deacon Brown. Next time he sees Deacon Brown, all is well.
Now, I want you to pray for the people right now that their real enemy will be bound. The blood of Jesus, the bloodline is over them, over their family, and over their home.
Right now, Heavenly Father, there are people in the studio audience. There are people there watching through the wonders of television in this age. If they're making contact with us, eye contact in some way, then I put them in the realm of this prayer. Oh, and you're so big. You're so powerful. And that's not too many for you. And so in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, how I do praise you, that when you quickened Jesus and made him alive, you made me alive. And when you raised him, you raised me. When you seated him, you seated me. You told me to rule and reign over him. So I'm doing it right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I draw a bloodline around every human who has a point of contact with me right now. Satan, cease and desist in your maneuvers. Let that woman's mind go in the name above every name. Alcohol demon, in the name of Jesus, you come out of that man and you come out of him right now. Fred, you are free in Jesus' name. Peace. I speak peace. Father, help them feel your peace. God of all comfort. Ah, there's a woman and you lost your child. And it's all right to grieve a while, but it's been too long. And a spirit of grief is trying to get a hold of you. You spirit of grief, in the name of Jesus, I demand you let her go. Go right now. And Lord God of all comfort, I'm asking you to put her in that bubble of comfort. I've experienced it. Help her too. In the name above every name, amen and amen.
And it's time for you to stand up. Stand up in your home.
Yes.
Stand up with the demons going after your children and grandchildren.
Yes.
It's time for you. Do you know how much authority you have in your home? Do you know how much authority you have in the name of Jesus? Do you know how much authority you have in the blood? So stop just feeling sorry for yourself and moaning and groaning, but stand up like Billy just did. It's time to take over your home.
Yes, it is.
Jesus' name.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That's the truth.
The world seems to be out of control. Terrorism, disease, economic turmoil on the horizon, morality sinking faster than ever in the history of the United States, our youth turning from the Lord. But God is not caught by surprise. 2,000 years ago, He gave us all authority over stealing, killing, and destruction through His precious blood. Today, few Christians understand the mystery of the power of the blood that makes demons tremble. Billy Brim wants to teach you how to walk in God's authority and supernatural power, and to come under the protection of the blood of Jesus, where there is supernatural safety and victory over the forces of darkness. By learning how to plead the blood of Jesus over your property, possessions, and family, you can put your anxiety to rest. Call now and get Billy Brim's powerful book, The Blood and the Glory, and her anointed three-part audio CD teaching set and mini-book, The Authority of the Believer and How to Use It. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9399. In Billy Brim's powerful book, The Blood and the Glory, she shares that Satan has systematically tried to rob from the church the truth concerning the blood of Jesus and its potent power as a primary weapon against Satan. She discovered that the old-time Azusa Street believers who moved in signs, wonders, and miracles understood the power of the blood. Through her book, you will understand that as a believer, you are marked by a covering that no evil force can remove, the blood of Jesus. You will learn how to apply the blood of Jesus to every situation you are facing. Draw a bloodline around your property, possessions, and family so you can put the enemy to rest. Maintain victory in every area of your life through the blood of Jesus every moment of the day.
Everything we have is based on the blood, the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Our covenant, our protection. The old-timers used to plead the blood. They knew things about the blood we don't know.
Plus, you will receive Billy Brim's anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, The Authority of the Believer and How to Use It. Through this practical and simple teaching, Billy will help equip you to resist the enemy and understand your authority as a believer to operate with the supernatural power of heavenly realms in a position at the right hand of the Father in and through Jesus the Messiah. You will also receive Billy's mini-book, which is a practical how-to manual for doing ministry with authority on earth. Inside these pages, Billy teaches you the greatest prayers to declare to cause you to walk in the authority of the believer every day. She even includes personalized prayer, which you can pray over yourself and others.
I'm going to tell you, you won't be able to put this book down. The Blood and the Glory. And then the three CD set, The Authority of the Believer and How to Use It. And then we had Billy put together a special mini book called The Authority of the Believer and How to Use It. These nuggets, I'm going to tell you, it's going to change your life. If I could give them to you free, I would do it, because I know what a difference it's going to make on you, your family, and your future.
Don't miss out on getting Billy Brim's powerful book, The Blood and the Glory, and her anointed three-part audio CD teaching set and mini-book, The Authority of the Believer and How to Use It. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9399. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9399 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. My guest has a gift from God to increase your ability in hearing God's voice. He prayed, and immediately his hearing of God's voice just skyrocketed. Anyone want your hearing of God's voice to skyrocket?
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.